愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
啊，今天晚上跟大家来学习一片小云。
This evening I'd like to share a topic, a small piece of cloud.
就是以利亚的祷告。
This is the prayer of Elijah.
啊，上个礼拜一我们查考哈拿的祷告。
Last Monday we studied the prayer of Hannah.
啊，神有无穷的能力。
God has limitless power.
但是比较起来，我们人不但肉体软弱，心灵也是很软弱。
And compared to God, not only are we physically weak, we're also spiritually weak.
所以人需要神。
And so we need God.
啊，但是神的能力怎么能够临到我们呢？
But how does the power of God come upon us?
就是透过我们的祷告。
It is through a prayer.
有时候我们发现我们什么都没有。
Sometimes we find that we possess nothing.
哦，但是神有丰富的恩典。
But God has abundant grace.
哦，如果神的恩典临到我们，
if God's grace were to come upon us,
我们的生活就不会这么辛苦。
Then our lives would not be so hard.
哦，那神的恩典怎么临到我们？
So how does the grace of God come upon us?
就是透过祷告。
Through our prayer.
所以基督徒能够祷告，这是得福气的一个方法。
And so, a Christian who knows how to pray, knows a way to receive blessings.
我们从圣经里面学习到很多人啊，因为祷告很有功效，所以对神有很多的体验。
In the Bible, we learn some people who have effective prayers.Have been able to experience God.
好像哈拿有一个困难，连她的丈夫也没有办法解决。
Take Hannah for example. She had a trouble that not even her husband could solve.
那她常常流眼泪。
And she cried often.
到最后，她向神祷告。
And in the end, she prayed to God.
圣经说，她把她的愁苦好像水这样哦，在神面前好像把它倒出来。
The Bible says that she poured out all of her sorrows just like the water before God.
祷告完了，神就垂听了。
After her prayer, God listened to her prayer.
她的困难就解决了。
And her difficulties were resolved.
这个祷告真的是很有功效。
That prayer was indeed effective.
那今天晚上我们来看列王记上的以利亚的祷告。
So today we will study the prayer of Elijah as recorded in 1 Kings.
我们看以利亚列王记上十八章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings 18.
列王记上十八章。
1 Kings 18.
四十一节。
1 Kings 18 verse 41.
十八章四十一节。
1 Kings 18 verse 41.
以利亚对亚哈说，你现在可以上去吃喝，因为有多雨的响声。
Then Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain."
然后四十三节。
And then 43.
亚哈就上去吃喝，以利亚上了加密山顶，屈身在地，将两脸伏在两个膝中。
Verse 42, so Ahab went to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down to the ground and put his face between his knees.
这个是43节说以利亚上到加密山。
And then 43 says, or 42 says, Elijah went up to the top of Carmel.
那上到加密山做什么？
So what did he do up top Mount Carmel?
如果我们看他的这个姿态，我们就知道他在那边祷告。
If we noticed the position he was in, we can tell that he was praying.
那他一共这样继续祷告，圣经说他叫仆人去看七次。
And the Bible records that he put his face between his knees seven times.
那到了第七次。
And upon the seventh time.
四十四节。
Verse 44.
仆人说，我看见了一片小云飘过来。
The servant said, "There's a small cloud rising from the sea."
那以利亚说，大雨将要降下来。
Then Elijah says, "The great rain will come down."
这个祷告能够叫天下雨，这个也是非常有力量的祷告。
This is a very powerful prayer that can command even heavy rain.
因为天是大自然。
Because the sky is a part of nature.
那我们人怎么有办法去改变大自然？
How is a human being able to change the course of nature?
大自然是神造的。
Nature is created by God.
大自然也是神控制的。
And the nature is controlled by God.
所以神可以叫大自然下雨，也可以叫天不下雨。
So God can instruct the skies to send down rain or to not send down any rain.
那如果天不下雨,
and if it were not to rain,
啊, 地就有饥荒,
then there would be drought on the earth.
啊, 你想想看, 如果我们, 啊, 加州三年不下雨,
and if you were to imagine California not raining for 3 years,
也不要下雪,
or nor snowing,
加州就旱灾了。
Then our state would undergo a drought.
啊，有时候虽然下雨很少，但是山上很多的雪。
Sometimes, although it may not rain much, but there is a lot of snow accumulated in the mountains.
那融化了就变成我们在用的水。
And when that snow melts, it becomes the water that we use.
那以利亚当时的世代就是三年不下雨。
In the time of Elijah, indeed, it did not rain for 3 years.
好，我们来看十八章。
Let's continue reading chapter 18.
《列王记上》十八章
，First Kings 18，
第一节
，First Kings 18 verse 1。
过了许久，到第三年，神的话临到以利亚说：“你去使亚哈得见你，我要降雨在地上。”
And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, "Go, present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the earth."
那第二节说，那是撒玛利亚有大饥荒。
Verse 2 records that there was a severe famine in Samaria.
为什么大饥荒?
Why was there a great severe famine?
因为没有下雨。
There was a lack of rain.
没有收成。
There was a lack of harvest.
那既然大饥荒啊，就很有很多的寡妇，因为很多男人都死了。
Because of this severe famine, many widows resulted because of that, since their husband had died.
所以很多的家庭啊，生活得非常痛苦。
And though so many families endured hardships.
这个雨代表什么？
What does the rain represent?
这个雨就代表神的恩典。
This rain represents God's grace.
圣经说，神是给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
The Bible says that God blesses us with food and drink so that we can have a joyful heart.
有时候我们常常想说，这好像是自然的。
Many times we take this as if it's something granted.
所以有一个慕道朋友。有一个青年啊，到教会来慕道。
There was a youth that came to the church to visit.
然后他就学会祷告。
And he learned how to pray.
回去以后要吃饭，他就祷告。
And when he went home, he prayed before he ate the meal.
他的爸爸就把饭拿走。
And his father took away his food.
祷告完看，哎，饭不见了。
And after he opened his eyes from prayer, he noticed his food was gone.
他爸爸跟他讲，你应当感谢我，你怎么去感谢？感谢主耶稣。
His father says, "You should be thanking me and not Jesus."
哦，他爸爸讲的也很有理。
And of course, his father was correct in a certain respect.
因为每天出去工作，哦，我才能赚钱养你。
Because he labored hard every day to provide for his family.
哦，哎，但这个青年也很有智慧。
But this youth was also quite wise.
哦，他说，爸爸，我感谢神呐，让你能够赚到钱来养我们。
He says, "Oh, Father, I thank God that He allows you to work hard so that you can feed us."
哎，这个爸爸听了，他没话讲。
And so the father heard this, and he had nothing to rebut against.
因为如果天不下雨
，because if the sky does not produce rain,
我们住的地方都有饥荒。
And there was famine wherever where we are.
你要哪里去找工作？
Then how, where, what kind of job could you find in that kind of situation?
所以我们能够找到工作，而且有那个能力，而且有那个生命去赚钱，这个都是神的恩典。
So if you have the opportunity to find the job and also have the health in order to perform the work, this is all from the grace of God.
所以当时三年不下雨，就是因为神没有恩典下来。
So the 3 years where there was a lack of rain, it represents that God's grace and His blessings did not come down in that time.
所以人活得很辛苦。
And so people had to endure a lot of hardships.
那我们再仔细再想，神其实很爱人。
But if we think closely, actually God loves us.
特别是一些以色列百姓是神的选民。
Especially the Israelites, since they were the chosen ones of God.
那为什么神三年半不下雨？
So why did he not send down rain in 3.5 years?
神很爱他们，为什么要让他们受苦？
Why would God allow them to suffer like that?
这是一定有原因的。
There must be a reason.
所以圣经才说，我们遭患难要思想。
The Bible says that we must contemplate whenever we're undergoing some kind of trouble.
为什么神会让我遇到这个事情？
Why would God allow me to encounter such difficulties?
到底原因在哪里？
Wherein lies the reason?
到底神要我学什么？
What does God want me to learn?
这个要思想。
We must contemplate these things.
那如果思想了，我们知道神要我们改变的，我们灵性就会进步。
And after contemplation, and we realize what we need to change in ourselves, then our spirituality will improve.
那我们的体验呢，就继续会增加。
And we will continue to receive more new experiences.
神的恩典会继续降下。
And God's blessings will continue to pour down upon us.
因为圣经里面说，神是不轻易发怒。
For the Bible says that God is not easily moved to anger.
神有丰盛的慈爱。
He has abundant love.
那如果我们回到十八章，到底为什么神不让雨降下来？
So if we return to chapter 18, what is the reason why God did not allow it to rain?
我们来看十八章。
Let's read in chapter 18.
十七节。
Chapter 18, verse 17.
亚哈见了以利亚，便说：“使以色列人遭灾殃的，就是你吗？”
When Ahab saw Elijah, he said to him, "Is that you, O troubler of Israel?"
十八节。
18.
以利亚说：“使以色列遭灾的不是我，乃是你跟你的父家，因为你们离弃的神的诫命。”
He answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and have followed the Baals.
圣经里面有记载啊，因为以利亚祷告，所以天不降雨。
The Bible records that one time Elijah prayed so that rain did not fall from heaven.
所以这个以利亚，这个不下雨，真的是以利亚祷告的结果。
And so when it didn't rain, it was indeed the result of Elijah's prayer.
因此这个亚哈王就对以利亚说，这个以色列遭殃是你。
And that is why Ahab addressed him as a troubler of Israel.
看起来好像也对，因为以利亚祷告，所以三年不下雨。
And it seemed like Ahab was right, because indeed Elijah prayed, and then it didn't rain for the next 3 years.
但是我们看以利亚怎么说。
But let's look at Elijah's reply.
说让以色列遭灾的不是我，乃是你跟你的父家。
He says, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have.
真正，这个神不降雨在以色列百姓中，原因是因为亚哈王跟他的父家。
So the real reason why God did not send down rain in those 3.5 years is because of Ahab and his father's house.
为什么？
Why?
因为他是王啊，他带领以色列百姓啊离弃神去拜偶像。
For he was a king, and he led his people to forsake God's commandments and follow the Baals.
所以十条诫命里面呢、最严重的罪不是第七诫，是第二诫。
The most severe commandment in the Ten Commandments is not the seventh, but rather the first.
第二诫就是不可以拜偶像。
The second, which is do not worship idols.
所以以利亚祷告让天不下雨。不是真正的让以色列百姓受苦真正的原因。
And so Elijah's prayer for the rain not to come down from heaven is not the real reason why the Israelites were suffering.
真正受苦的原因是他们去拜偶像。
But the real reason was that the Israelites were worshipping idols.
那为什么以利亚这样祷告呢？
So why did Elijah pray in this manner?
你知道，一个人如果生活很顺利，生活很平安的时候，除非遇到重大的改变，不然这个人不会变。
We know that when a person's going through good, comfortable times, unless something a drastic change happens, impacts them in their life, they will not change. Because they live a good life, they live comfortably, they see no reason to change. I have good health, I have a good job, I have a good family. Why is there a need for me to change?
So, 人要改变常常是遇到危机。
So the moment a person changes only when he encounters some kind of a crisis.
危机就是转机。
That crisis is a turning point.
所以有时候我们看到慕道朋友慕道很久，他就是不洗礼。
So we often see truth seekers that come and seek the truth for a long time, but yet they will just not receive baptism.
忽然间他在洗礼啊。
But then all of a sudden they ask to be baptized.
有很多次的经验都是遇到困难。
The many experiences tell us that these people have experienced great difficulties.
遇到困难,
and so when they encounter these difficulties, it humbled them.
谦卑下来,
and once they are humbled,
他就愿意洗礼,
then they are willing to be baptized. Because they are willing to change.
所以这个神让雨不降下来,
so God allowed the rain not to fall.
让他们生活遇到困难,
and he allowed them to encounter hardships in their life. This way, he could change the way, their way of life.
这是最不得已的,
this is a kind of a last resort.
但是这是最有功效的,
but it was the most effective method.
那到底, 他们的错误在哪里?
And so where did their fault lie?
这里讲说是拜巴利,
it says here that they followed the Baals.
啊, 这个是罪,
this is a sin.
啊, 所以这个罪要除掉,
so they must remove that sin in order for their prayers to be effective.
哦, 那今天我们在信仰上啊, 有时候常常失去体验啊, 就是我们生活中啊, 有这个比神还重要的东西挡住。
Today, in our own faith, many times we lose this experience of God because there's some kind of idol that's impeding our communication with God.
因为你一直去注意那个东西, 啊, 然后我们跟神的关系就会减弱。
Because when we shift our focus to constantly focus on that particular thing, then our relationship with God will gradually deteriorate.
那这个偶像有很多不同的, 不同的方式出现,
and there's different ways that this idol can emerge in our lives.
啊, 在美国这个社会,
in America,
哦, 虽然你没有办法看到那个东方式那种迷信的偶像,
in our society, although we cannot see some tangible signs of idol worshiping, 哦, such as they do in the East,
但是在美国这里有另外一种偶像,
but in America, there's a different kind of an idol. 哦,
那这个偶像跟巴利很相像,
and this kind of idol is very similar to the Baals.
这个拜巴利有一个很重要的原因就是它可以让人成功。
There's the most important reason why people worship the Baals is because Baal, they believe that Baal would bring them success.
还有带给人丰盛。
And bring them abundance.
所以人很喜欢拜。
And so people love to worship him.
那所以你看这个社会啊, 崇拜成功。
So when we see, if we look in our own society, a lot of people worship success.
如果看到一个人平常没有什么名气, 但忽然间打球打得很好,
if you see a person who was of no reputation before, but suddenly they played a very good ball game,
哦, 你就看到, 哇, 他年轻的一直爬上去, 年轻,
then we will see that their salary continues to climb higher and higher.
这个就代表他的价值,
this is to represent his worth.
这个就代表他的成功,
this represents his success.
然后就大家就开始注意这个人,
and then people start noticing this particular figure.
那为什么这是偶像?
So why would this be an idol?
因为如果有一个人忽然间现在他一连串打的都不好,
because if there was a person who played several bad games in a row,
你就发现他就被解雇了,
then we will see that they would be fired or let go.
哦,
and then we'll notice that nobody pays attention to that person anymore.
所以一个人的价值用他的表现来决定,
so a person's worth is determined by his or her performance.
人崇拜成功,
people worship success.
这个就是偶像,
this is an idol. 哦,
这个不是神在看人的价值的一种方式。
This is not the way God deems a person's value.
拉撒路不是最潦倒的吗?
Was Nazareth such a lowly place?
哦, 他是一个乞丐, 穷到要吃这个, 财主桌上掉下来的。
Wasn't Lazarus such a poor person who was a beggar and ate from the rich man's table?
但是在神面前, 他是何等的宝贵,
ate the crumbs from the rich man's table, but in the eyes of God, he was indeed precious.
神纪念他,
God remembered him.
神爱他,
God loved him.
但是没有人认识他,
but nobody knew him.
哦, 所以死了, 神就把他带到乐园去,
so when he died, God brought him to paradise.
但是那个财主,
but that rich man, he perhaps was the most famous person. Just like if you were to ask someone, who's the richest person in America, many people would know the right answer. But why did the Bible not record that rich man's name? Because God did not know him.
他在神面前是没有价值。
Before God, he was worthless.
所以我们的心如果被世界上哪一个人或东西已经取代了神，那就是偶像。
So if our hearts are replaced by something else other than God, then that thing has become our idol.
比方说我们偶尔消遣去看看球赛，这个本来就没有什么关系的。
We're not talking about the casual going to a ball game for entertainment purposes.
但是如果我们每一天看球赛，超过我们注意神的事情。
But if we watched the ball games more than we spend time doing God's work,
这就变成偶像在我们里面了。
Then that becomes an idol in our lives.
这个就是阻挡我们跟神的关系。
This impedes our relationship with God.
所以美国是偶像很多。
So there's many idols in America.
是不同的形态出现。
It comes in many shapes and forms.
人崇拜成功成名。
People worship fame and success.
一旦没有成功，没有成为，马上被贬到地上。
As soon as fame and success goes away, they're completely forgotten and thrown aside.
这个是神不喜欢。
This is something that God is not pleased with.
所以神要降雨之前，
So before God sent down rain,
神要叫以利亚去先把他们带回来。
He wanted Elijah to go and bring his people back.
他们的心要先回转。
They must turn their hearts back to God. And then their prayers will be effective.
心如果不回转，祷告没有功效。
If the heart is not turned back, the prayer will not be effective.
因为你人，我们人在祷告，但是我们的心里面，神不是最大，神怎么会听？
Because if we continue to pray, but yet God is not the most important thing in our lives, then why would God listen to our prayer?
我们看撒迦利亚书。
Let's take a look at the book of Zechariah.
第一章。
Zechariah chapter 1.
撒迦利亚书第一章。
Zechariah chapter 1.
第三节
Chapter 1 verse 3
所以你要对以色列人说万军的神说你们要转向我我就转向你们这是万军的神说的
Therefore say to them Thus says the Lord of hosts And this is said by the Lord of hosts Return to me says the Lord of hosts And I will return to you says the Lord of hosts
一节三次说这是万军的神说的
In this one verse it saysThe Lord of hosts three times.
这是大有权柄的神说的。
This is spoken with great authority by God Almighty.
这句话是肯定的。
These words are true.
你们如果转向我,
If you return to me,
我就转向你。
I will return to you.
所以神跟人是互动的。
So there is a two-way communication between man and God.
如果我们的祷告要让神转向我们听我们的祷告。
If we want God to listen to our prayers,
我们要先回转向神。
Then we must first return to Him.
那这个回转向神不只是说你在祷告的时候你很专心。
And this returning to God doesn't mean that we are very focused. We're just very focused in our prayer.
这个包括我们的生活。
But it includes our lifestyle.
我们生活要回转。以神为中心
We must change our lifestyle to return to God as a center.
这样我们的祷告才会发生功效。
Then our prayers will be effective.
所以祷告有没有发生功效，跟当时在祷告的情况当然有关系。
So whether or not our prayers are effective, of course, has something to do with the way we're praying at that moment.
但是跟这个祷告的人平常的生活也有关系。
But it also has a lot to do with the person's daily living.
如果我们回转向神
If we return back to God
我们祷告的时候神就转向我们就听我们祷告
Then when we pray to God God will return to us and listen to our prayers
因此在加密山上
So on Mount Carmel
这是以利亚先知的工作要让以色列百姓回头
This was the work of Elijah to turn the people of God back
所以从二十节开始
Starting from verse 20
列王记上的十八章二十一节
Chapter 1 Kings 18 verse 20
以利亚说你们的众人心持两意要到什么时候呢
Elisha says how long will you falter between two opinions
两意圣经里面两意就是说两个神一个是巴利一个是天上的真神
Here records two opinions one being Baal and one being the Lord God
这个是神不能接受的
This is something that God will not accept Because there's only one God.
如果心里面再找一个神,
If you find another God to put in your heart,
也把它放在心里面,
and you place him in your heart as well,
祷告神不会听,
when you pray, God will not listen.
不能够心持两意,
because you cannot falter between the two opinions.
所以以利亚说跟他讲啊，如果主是神，耶和华是神，你就要顺从神。
So Elijah says, if the Lord is God, follow him.
那巴利如果是神，那你就顺巴利去吧。
But if Baal, then follow him.
啊，众民一言不答。
But the people answered him not a word.
所以我们人哦，真的有时候，我们不愿意做选择。
So oftentimes people do not want to make a decision.
我这样活得很好啊。
Because I'm living very, very nicely.
我如果要做选择，我就要改变。
If I have to make a decision, that means I have to change something in my life.
我现在很好啊，我不想改变。
I'm living very comfortably right now. There's no need to change.
那不想改变就是维持现况。
And if there's no need to change, that means I'm happy.To be in my current state.
那如果我们的生活维持现况，我们的信仰就是在现况。
And if you're happy, to be complacent in your life, then that's where your spiritual life will stay as well.
但是如果我们属灵生活要改，我们的灵性要进步。
But if we desire a change, an improvement in our spiritual life,
我们要改变。
Then we must change.
要做选择。
We must make a choice.
哪一个是神？
Which one is God?
要把它提高,
and we must elevate that one.
其他要把它压低,
and the other ones we must suppress or we must bring them lower in our priority.
这样我们跟神的关系才会好,
and then we will have established a better relationship, a good relationship with God.
但是人都不愿意选择,
but people are not willing to choose.
就信仰就一天一天这样一直过去,
and so their faith just continues to go on day by day.
那到底他们什么时候真的看到啊？真的做一个选择
？So at what point did they actually have to choose？
我看十八章。
Let's read chapter 18,
39节
，verse 39。
众民看见，就伏伏在地说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。
”Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God."
他看到什么
？What did they see？
看到他所拜的偶像原来是没有用的。
They saw and they discovered that the idol they worshipped was actually useless.
你怎么跳舞怎么拜呀？什么也没有发生。
No matter how they dance, no matter how they worship, nothing happened.
拿刀子来砍自己，那流血也没有用。
Even when they took knives to cut themselves and bleed and shed blood, nothing happened.
原来这偶像是死的。
So they realized their idols were dead.
哦，那现在换以利亚来献祭。
And so now it was Elijah's turn to offer.
先把水把祭物都浇湿了。
He first dampened all the objects of sacrifice.
这个表示这不可能着火的。
Which indicates that it was impossible for those things to be set aflame.
不是浇油啊，是浇水。
He did not pour oil on it, but rather water.
但是他一祷告，火从天上下来。
But when he prayed, immediately the fire came from the heavens and consumed everything.
这就证明这两个神是不一样的。
This proves that God is different.
所以有时候我们常常在想哦，我们生活这么重要，把它超过神这些东西，真的是神吗？
And oftentimes, if we think about it, there's many things in our lives that we place ahead of God, but are those things actually better than God?
这些东西真的会让你心灵真的满足？
Will these things truly satisfy your soul?
这些东西真的会让你婚姻圆满吗？
Will these things bring you a harmony in your marriage?
这些东西真的会让你生活有平安喜乐吗？
Will these things bring you peace and bring you joy in your life?
这些东西真的能让我们做依靠吗？
Are these things truly worthy of us?Of our reliance.
真的会帮助我们吗?
Will it truly help us?
真的给我们盼望吗?
Will it give us hope?
忽然间你发现,
we suddenly realize
我们在生活中很多很重要的东西原来是死的神。
That in our lives there's many important things, many things we consider important that are actually dead gods.
是没有生命的。
It is lifeless.
但是当我们回来寻找神,
But when we turn back to seek God,
祷告祷告圣灵充满你发现哇好喜乐好平安
and we pray and we are filled with the spirit we find that we have so much joy and so much peace in our hearts
当我们祷告非常靠近神的时候
and when we pray to a point where we draw near to God
就觉得我们在这里真好
then we will feel how good it is to be here
我们有困难的时候祷告神帮我们开路
when we have difficulties we pray and God opens the way for us
这些体验都告诉我们神是真的
these things all testify to us that God is real
他才是我们的依靠
He is our only reliance
才是我们的盼望。
He is our only hope.
他才是我们的满足。
And he is our only satisfaction.
所以当一个人有了体验，
So when a person has this kind of experience,
他愿意做一个真正的选择。
And he is willing to make this right choice.
生活有一个真正的改变。
And he is willing to make this transformation in his life.
这个祷告就开始发生功效。
Then this prayer will become more effective.
哦，所以以色列百姓就说耶和华是神。
So the Israelites say, the Lord, He is God.
就把假先知全部都杀掉。
And then they killed off all the prophets of Baal.
就不容在他有机会来造偶像。
So that to not give him any chance to make idols.
杀到一个都不留。
And they killed all of them, leaving no one alive.
哦，所以我们对罪啊，不可以留一点点痕迹都不可以。
So we cannot leave a foothold for sin in the least.
除罪要除的越干净越好。
It is best to get rid of all, to purge all sin.
你完全没有罪，神就完全住在那里。
Because if you are completely sinless, then God, that place will be fitting for God to dwell.
神所临到的地方是圣地啊。
The place where God dwells in is a holy place.
那个地方就是我们的家庭。
And that place can be in our homes.
那个地方就是我们的心。
And that place can be in our hearts.
哦，所以我们要把罪杀掉、除掉。
So we must purge and kill off all of the sin in our lives.
那我们跟神关系就没有阻挡。
And then there will be no impedance to between us and God.
我们的祷告就会发生功效。
And our prayers will begin to take effect.
所以要怎么让我们的灵恩布道会好像有一片小云飘过来呢
？So how can we allow our spiritual convocation to be like the small piece of cloud that's approaching？
就是我们要在生活中要改变。
We must make this change in our lives.
要把不是真神那些假神要把它拿掉。
We must purge ourselves of all the false gods in our lives.
重新把神抬到最高的地方。
To once again elevate God to the top priority in our lives.
那我们祷告，你就发现，看见神的功效就来到了。
And then we will notice God's appearance, abidance in our prayers.
所以这个祷告是在加密山上的祷告。
This prayer was on top of Mount Carmel.
是以色列百姓回心转意归向神的地方。
It's a place where the Israelites return back to God.
是假先知被杀掉的地方。
It's the place where the false prophets were slain.
当我们爬到加密山上。
When we climb atop Mount Carmel.
我们发现我们离开神已经非常近了。
We will find that we have drawn closer and closer to God.
我们的祷告就不会有什么障碍。
And our prayers will no longer have any kind of obstacles between.
我们现在祷告太多障碍。
But now, currently, there's many obstacles in our prayers.
神是一个灵。
God is spirit.
我们祷告要用心。要用心祷告。
And we must pray with our hearts.
但是那个障碍就是在灵里面的障碍。
But that obstacle is a spiritual obstacle.
一个就是罪。
One is sin.
一个就是世俗的东西挡住了。
And the other are the things of the world that's impeding us.
今生的事虑。
The success the power, of this world.
钱财。
Wealth and money.
厌乐。
Enjoyment and entertainment
挡住了我们跟神的关系、
impedes our relationship with God.
所以我们要体验神其实是不困难的。
So it is not difficult for us to experience Him.
因为神已经说你回转向我，我就回转向你。
God has already said, "Return to me, and I will return to you."
最困难的是什么？
But what's the hardest part?
最困难是我们不愿意回转。
The hardest part is that we are unwilling.To return.
我们不愿意改变。
We are unwilling to change.
我们满足于现况。
We are satisfied and complacent with our current state.
那什么都不会改变了。
And then nothing will change.
这是最困难的。
This is the hardest part.
所以最困难不在神了。虽然神很伟大。
Hardest thing is not in God, even although God is great.
神已经准备，他要回转。
God is great, and He has already prepared to return.
他要从天上降下来。
He will come down from heaven.
他要住在我们中间。
He will dwell amongst us.
这个已经不是困难了，虽然他很伟大。
This is no longer difficult, although God is almighty.
困难是我们人。
The difficulty lies within us.
求神帮助我们，让我们愿意改变。
We ask the Lord to help us so that we are willing to make the change.
我们看雅各书。
Let's turn to James.
雅各书的第四章
James chapter 4
16节
James 4 verse 16
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得着医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效。第五章十六。
Chapter 5, verse 16 instead. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
17节。
Verse 17.
以利亚与我们是一样性情的，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就三年零六个月不降下来。他又恳切祷告，天就下雨。
Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit.
为什么圣经说以利亚跟我们是一样性情的人？
Why does the Bible state that Elijah was a man with a nature like ours?
这个表示我们跟以利亚是没有不同的。
This means that we are not any different from Elijah.
是同样是人。
We are the same kind of human being.
有身体。
We have a body.
我们有欲望。
We have desires.
我们也会犯罪。
We are prone to sin.
也有良心。
We also have a conscience.
是同样的一种一样的人，一样性情。
We are the same man with the same nature.
但是为什么以利亚的祷告这么有力量？
But why was Elijah's prayer so powerful?
这里告诉我们，一人的祷告所发的力量是大有功效的。
It tells us here, effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
什么是义人？
What is a righteous man?
就是他在神的面前所想所做所做的都是对的。
It is a person who does right in his thoughts, in his speech, in his actions before God.
这个叫做义人。
That is a righteous man.
所以神跟亚伯兰讲说，你要在我面前做完全的。
So Abraham, God told Abraham that he needs to be a blameless man before him.
有时候我们常常人跟人比来比去，好不错了。
We often compare ourselves to others, and we feel that we are somewhat better.
但是神说，你要在我的面前。
But God says you must be perfect before me.
在神看来，你是对的。
That in before God's eyes, you are right.
那这样你祷告，神就要听。
And then when you pray, God will listen.
那要做到在神看起来这个人是对的。那就不简单了。
So it's very difficult to get to that point where all that you do is right before the sight of God.
第一个，我们要认识神。
First, we must know God.
第二个，我们要调整自己。
Second, we must adjust our own life.
不认识神，我们没有办法认识自己。
If we don't know God, then we can't come to know ourselves.
因为神一我们一认识他，我们就看到自己。
Because once we come to know God, then we'll see a reflection and we'll come to know ourselves.
然后我们才知道说啊，我真的很多要进步。
And then we will see how much we are lacking and need to improve upon.
那这样我们就是义人。
And then we can become a righteous person.
那祷告就越来越有功效。
And then our prayers can become more effective.
义人的祷告是大有功效。
The prayer of a righteous man avails much.
但是我犯了罪怎么办呢？
But what do I do if I have already sinned?
有一些衣服你要弄到果子或者弄到墨水是洗不掉的。
Some clothes, once you put some kind of stain such as grape, such as a fruit juice on there, it cannot be washed, it cannot be cleaned.
有时候我们对一个人印象不好，一直到死你印象还是不好。
Sometimes when we have a bad, poor impression on a person, all the way up until the end of our life, we will still have a bad impression on them.
但是这是人。
But these are humans.
神不一样。
God is different.
你如果愿意悔改，
If you're willing to repent,
神就把罪擦掉。
God will clean us, rid us of the sins.
所以圣经说，东离西去有多远，神让我们的过犯离开我们也多远。
And God's, in the Bible it says that as far as the east is from the west, God will cause our sin to be that far apart from us.
因此彼此认罪，互相代求。
And so we must confess our sins to one another and pray for each other.
这就是我们祷告发生功效一个非常重要的因素。
This is one of the most important reasons for an effective prayer.
既然认罪就是谦卑。
Since we know how to confess sins, that means that we know humility.
不像那个法利赛人说，我不像他，我禁止祷告几次。
Not as the Pharisee who says, I am not like him. I have fasted and prayed such time.
而是在神面前捶胸。
But rather, beat our breast before God.
好像那个税吏。
Just like the tax collector.
我真的有罪了。
That I am truly a sinful man.
当人愿意把自己降低，成为罪人，神就让他升高。
When a person is willing to lower himself, to be a lowly sinner, that is when God will exalt him.
所以那个税吏啊，比那个法利赛人更有益。
And so that tax collector was considered more righteous than the Pharisee. And his prayer was more effective. Not because of his deeds were better than the Pharisee. But rather because he was willing to repent.
So in verse
17.
说他恳切祷告, 天就不下雨, 再祷告,
in verse 17, it says that he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain. And then he prayed, and it rained.
所以祷告很迫切,
and so, of course, we need fervent, earnest prayers. But before that prayer, there was much preparation involved. Our lives must be far, far from idols. We must confront our own sin. And then we must pray fervently. We must pray according to our faith. It will begin to take effect. And the heavy rain will pour down. God's grace will fill. Let us sing hymn.